And Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is continuing the journey. We're keeping it red. We're staying with the red cherry coffee roasters from Whitstable in Kent. Still on the Sumatra Aceh Gegarang, organic fair trade coffee that was just a dream as an espresso. Now, keeping it all red, as I said, I just extracted, still on the R58 dual boiler PID rocket espresso machine that I love a lot, into my red 6 ounce flat white cup, which I also love. So, what does it taste like? Well, I'm putting my lips to it as we speak. My latte art wasn't as good as I hoped for. For some reason, I changed milk. Still organic milk, full cream, but it didn't stretch as much as it could, should, and normally does. Never mind. It's still good enough, I hope. Oh, yes. Now, what has happened here is that chocolate has come through in oozes. Now, I would say the fruitiness has disappeared a little bit. Now, still having a double shot, so 18 grams of coffee ran beautifully, 28 seconds, 30 grams of fluid. So I think all this was perfect, rich and thick, the extraction. Just as I said, beautiful to watch as on the naked portafilter just forms those little bubbles first and they become heavier and heavier and then just merge in the middle into one lovely heavy stream. And the sound as well, if you pay attention to the sound of the pour, that is important too. So all the senses are engaged. Back to the taste. As I said, the coffee really kind of goes more into a chocolatey direction now. So different to the espresso, I would say completely different to the espresso. Let me take another sip. Ah. Oh. So beautiful, so beautiful. Now, not your dark kind of dry chocolate. It is more, and it's not your milk chocolate either. I think it sits a little bit in between, if my palate serves me right, that is. Absolutely beautiful. The funny thing is that if I read what the roaster puts on there, it says it's a bit like posh French chocolate. Now, what is posh French chocolate? I don't know. This chocolate for me sits in between kind of an 85-90% kind of more driest chocolate that you would maybe get in a more mocha-like coffee bean, and definitely not too much like of a milk chocolate. So it really sits in between. It is delicious. It still has a lot of sweetness. It doesn't have that dryness, which is actually great. The mouthfeel is beautiful. I could drink this on and on and on and all day. I would say, if I remember now, the other coffee that I had from Red Cherry, or that I still have, fortunately I still have some left, of the Cup of Excellence in El Salvador Finca La Siberia, I mean, it's totally different. That is a wash process, and this one, again, is a semi-wash process. I think even in milk, although, you know, milk kind of cuts through the coffee and takes a little bit away from the pureness of it, it is a totally distinct, not only because the origin is distinct, but it's so interesting to really also pay attention to the process that farmers apply to their harvested beans, because it does transfer into the cup and it does make a difference. On the cupping table, you probably are much more aware of those subtle, and sometimes not even as subtle, sometimes quite strong differences that you would get in the different beans, origins and processes of the beans. But again, you know, I can only put my thumbs and put both thumbs up for this particular coffee from Sumatra. I will also obviously have it as a filter coffee. Gentle process, of course, of extraction in a filter. Fully immersion is what I enjoy doing most. Okay, I might also do a V60, but when I talk about full immersion of the ground beans, it's more like an AeroPress or even a siphon. Who knows? I might even put it through the siphon. But how much coffee can you have in a day? Now, I've had already two in a row because I'm not putting that cup down before it's empty. Thank you so much, Audrey and Red Cherry Coffee Roasters down in Whitstable in Kent. You've got to check them out on the website as well. So that is redcherrycoffeeroasters.co.uk. Check them out. They've got beautiful beans.